so much for listening. Here at the top of the show, we would like to shout out a few of our friends. First off, Sword Coast Soundscapes for making amazing ambient noise for your tabletop role-playing adventures. Or you just listen to, casually, if you want to.
To go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Yeah, the sound.
Listening to the sounds of battle.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They do more than battle.
The haunted swamp house.
My leg.
The jostling tavern.
So soothing.
Next up, thank you to Nerdist Woodworking for making beautiful gaming accessories, dice trays, deck boxes.
We love them.
Yes.
We caress them.
Do they make hero vaults? They make deck vaults.
They make deck vaults, but they don't...
Not hero vaults yet?
What not yet, vaults? But they have the Traveler,
they're
which
like
has
your
the...
They're like little boxes.
Yeah, but they have the Traveler dice tray that comes with a little box in it, which is the one that I have. Has a little extra box that easily could hold a mini, if you would like it to. And then we would also like to thank D&D Beyond.
Yes.
Not a sponsor, but a great resource. Fantastic tool. Yeah, maybe Sunday. We never say never, except for the two times I just did. We're gonna move on. We'd also like to thank Hero Forge for making really cool minis. We all have one.
Yep.
They're super customizable, always putting out new things to add to your miniatures.
Every Tuesday.
Amazing. Mark it on your calendars, Hero Forge Day. And with that, I am Norin, your Dungeon Master.
I'm Eva. I play Lyle, a human ranger.
I'm Courtney, and I play a wood elf druid, Circle of the Shepherd, named Ovid.
I am Jake. I play Libby, the Life Domain cleric, who is the chosen one by Annotatus, who has been brought back and will bring light and healing to the world.
That's
and
nice.
Is also a prince.
I'm Courtney, playing Elena, the Eladrin fighter druid, also resurrected, so you're not that special.
Fair.
The majority of our party has now been resurrected.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Three out of five. Lyle, Daedrin, looking at you guys. 100% record.
I feel like I had more to. Oh. I think there was something else I wanted to say, but now I forgot. I'll say it next time because I'm sure it'll be the same.
I'm Bailey. I play the Triton.
Don't. She just comes in.
So serious.
The Triton Tempest cleric, Daedrin.
All right. Last episode, the Revengers competed in a trial by combat.
And
we won.
Not all of
us.
Not
won.
All
of
us.
For the most part.
Libby and Ave competed in a trial by combat. And Libby died in this trial. But Ave was able to convince the Elf Jarl of Vengerheim.
With a natural 20 persuasion.
It was able to convince her that she would carry out a task for the Elf Jarl in exchange for Libby's life and the freedom of one of the slaves.
And his blood relatives.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to be clear.
So the Elf Jarl told the Revengers that if they could take out a powerful magic user in the cult known as the Chromatic Heretics, a cult devoted to the evil dragon goddess Tiamat, if they could take out this spellcaster who could supposedly control dragons, she would set the slaves free, send them to the care of the Revengers. So the Revengers left and have begun, they had cast Windwalk and are preparing to set off on their journey across the continent of Vengerheim to track down this powerful spellcaster. So we pick up right after you guys had cast the spell. It's about like 5 or 6 p.m. And you guys are, you know that you need to follow the road east.
Okay. Yep, so that's what we're doing. We're going.
Dashing east.
Yep, we're going to go 545.5 miles.
Okay, how long does that take?
That's as far as we can go, the extent of the spell. The spell lasts for 8 hours.
We'd be done at 2 in the morning, then. Because it's 6 p.m.
I think we should do it, and then we can rest when we stop.
I mean, I can't talk, so I'm just going to keep going until whoever.
Yeah.
So whoever leads, I'll follow.
I'm just going to go.
Yeah, we'll go.
Okay. You guys stay kind of close enough to the ground that you can see the road.
Yeah.
Pretty clearly. And begin to fly off following the road. The time ticks by. You watch the sun sets behind the horizon.
Can we still see each other at night? Pretty easy, or?
Those of you with dark vision.
Just stay close.
I'm lost.
Libby and Lyle and Daedrin, who does not have dark vision, make perception checks at disadvantage.
What happens if we lose one of you guys?
At disadvantage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can Elena and I, like, herd them and keep them all together?
Can, like, I stay in the back and...
I can lead, and she can stay in the back, and we can try to keep them all together.
Eight. 5. 9.
Jesus.
I don't really know how possible it is to, like, herd them, because you can't, like, physically guide them or speak to them.
Do we feel like a tingle?
But if
we
move,
hit each other?
If we move close enough to them, they can probably see us. They don't have dark vision, but if we're, like, next one.
And there's, like, the moon and shit.
Yeah. There's 2 moons.
There's 2 fucking moons.
It would just slow your speed down a little bit in order to do it through the dark. So you don't make it quite as far as you had planned to.
Okay. How far do we go?
Take about 150 miles off.
150?
It's fine, because we're going to get an earlier start tomorrow, so we'll just make up the distance tomorrow.
Okay, so...
Nah.
So, about 495.5 miles.
And as you guys are flying, before the sun sets, you notice that, like, the land around you is tundra. You see the Ridgeback Mountains up in the north. The land around you is kind of coated in this hoarfrost. And there are trees. It's not, like, thickly wooded, but there are trees around, and they all seem to be pines. It's very pretty. You can see clearly, like, animals moving about across the, like, kind of open plains of the tundra here. It's a very serene thing. And another thing that you notice is, like, a guard presence kind of walking around on the roads. Like, they have guards kind of doing patrols along the roadways to make sure that trouble doesn't arise. And they're not, like, super frequent, but... there is a presence here. But eventually, you feel that...
Did we learn that the Alfjarl ruled the whole continent? Or did she just rule that one city?
The Alfjarl kind of oversees the 4 different clans. And each of the clans has a section of the continent that they rule over.
Okay.
But you begin to feel the effects of the spell wear off when you descend to make camp somewhere a little ways off of the road. So you're able to re-solidify back into your respective forms.
I like shakes his arms. I'm like, I don't like that.
So we should definitely rest here for quite some time.
8 hours.
Yeah. This one is.
Yeah. Well, Libby is.
Libby looks like shit.
We'll take 8 hours.
He's got bags under his eyes.
That's one long rest for him, though. We can't even cast the spell again for a while because it's a once per day spell, right?
Yeah, we need 24 hours for my
GM. Hey, that -4 thing, does that count for ability checks too?
Yeah.
So really, you're...
Oh, yeah. So actually, my thing was...
His perception would have been different, of course.
That's fine.
It's too late. Okay.
Too late. I wouldn't have seen shit. I don't see shit now. I land and I'm like, where the fuck is everyone?
Let's just make camp. Rest.
Don't you have one dwell?
Mm-hmm. I can cast it. But I think Olivia should rest.
Okay.
Well, I just meant like...
But I do... I have the capability. Have it prepared, but if I want rest, I can...
Is it
how many
chilly?
Miles do you go? Yes.
400, approximately.
Okay.
I thought it was like 400.
It was... No, I did it wrong. It was about like 397 or something. So about 400.
Actually, when we land, I'm going to go up to Elena. You said, and I don't know how I heard it, but that you told Lionel that I was alive.
Would he remember that?
Remember what?
She whispered to my dead body, I told Lionel you were there.
Oh. He was dead at that point, though.
But it was part of the ritual to bring him back, to call his soul back into being.
Yeah.
So you would?
Yeah.
Oh,
why would you tell him? You promised not to.
Oh, I lied.
Nice one.
Oh, my God.
If Elena does want to tell him, she could always come to me.
Oh, I lied.
Yeah.
If it's chilly, should we make a fire?
I have this spell. I can't cast it.
That's so useful.
Okay, whatever. You don't get to know what it is. I
have a tinder box. So
you have the Helm of Brilliance.
I also have produce flame, so I could just.
Okay,
just
make a fire.
I also have produce flame.
Let's do that. Let's start a fire.
Yeah, you're able to gather up
being
some.
Being resistant to cold, this weather doesn't affect me, does it?
I mean, the weather isn't—it's not cold enough to negatively impact someone.
Well, I just mean like I don't find anything wrong with it, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean it's.
I'm from the ocean.
Yeah, it's not like it's probably a different kind of cold than what you're used to, but it's still not like. I think this is drier, so maybe it's making your skin uncomfortable.
All right. Well, I will start a fire because I don't like being cold.
Yeah, easy enough to do. You're able to gather up some dry wood from the pines that are around.
And it's Lyle and Ave that have the necklaces of whatever.
No,
I don't have one anymore.
He gave
Ave
this
has
to
one, and Libby has one.
I have an amulet
okay.
of comfort, and I'm keeping it on.
Yeah, so the two of you, your temperature is regulated. It's fine.
You got one.
Do we want to take watches?
Yeah. That's the one last night. Yeah, whatever you want, Elena. If you want first or second.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna talk to Lyle before I go to bed, though.
Sure.
I'm gonna sit down. So, Lyle. I know I'm gonna try and be more aware of, like, thinking about things. I may have done an impulsive thing telling us to leave. And I'm gonna, like, show him, like, the shadowy dagger.
Is that why you told us to leave?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, so I may have peeked out the door and saw someone coming to collect the weapons.
Well, I was just going to close the door. You didn't know that was what they were doing.
No, they were holding the weapons.
Yeah.
They were
yes.
carrying the weapons
oh,
of the
I
other.
Oh, I didn't hear
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Miles just closes his eyes and, like, takes a deep breath. It's okay. We were not told to stay there, so we didn't do anything wrong. When we get back, you have to give the dagger back if they ask for it.
Okay, that's fair.
Go to sleep. You don't look very good.
As she says that, I'm going to be like, I'm flat, and just, like, fall backwards.
Okay.
I guess, make sure he's not going to suffocate and, like, put his clothes over or something.
I just want the audience to know that I rolled for my deity before I went to bed, and I got a 15. I was so close.
Super close.
I could have saved the ocean.
I like how that...
Can you just fucking get my daughter?
So, before I go to sleep, I'm going to contact Lorelei, the stone, and just tell her I'm alive.
You are.
She's glad.
Cool. Love our relationship.
Hey, glad you didn't die.
Yeah.
Love you.
Sometimes it's, like, so, like, intense between the two of you, and sometimes it's, like...
I feel like it's always intense between the two of them.
That's how the gays be, I don't know.
They're just calling them life-threatening.
Listen.
Listen. Okay. Lyle goes to sleep.
Okay. Elena, as your watch begins, go ahead and make a perception check.
Love you, but shit.
Oh my god, too many. I got too many options. I need to start limiting how many I'm allowed.
Perception. You should do bad dice because it's my favorite. She rolls like shit. It's
She's
rolling
really loud roll.
19.
Ooh,
19. Your watch passes by without issue. You see, like, a group of bears kind of come by and stop and, like, look.
Don't wake Lyle up.
And then they move on, kind of.
Like, bears, like the animal?
No, they look large, hairy.
Yeah, they look like brothers that were.
Do they, like, look at me?
Yeah,
oh.
They, like, look at you.
I, like, look at them.
And then they turn and move on across the tundra.
Lyle, you lost your chance.
Okay, Lyle doesn't fuck bears. For the audience, Lyle does not fuck animals.
Okay.
That's what an animal fucker would say.
Can't wait for this rumor to start.
And Lyle's shoes stayed right up.
Alright, well, after my watch, I guess I'll take my rest.
Cool. So, Avi, your watch begins.
Yep.
Go ahead and make a perception check.
You got it, Pops. Natural 20.
Nice. In the distance, she sees no.
If you want me to add my perception, it's a 34.
You see the, like, rotation of the earth.
She's like, no, I was kidding.
What do your elf eyes see, Ave? Everything.
You're, like, looking at, like, X-ray vision, like, see your skeleton on
top. That's pretty cool.
Everything.
Or, like, the predator, like, heat vision.
Yeah. No, your watch passes by without issue.
Glad I wasted that 20 on that.
Gotta make sure you get him out now before anything exciting happens. I'm just making you burn the 20.
Hey,
Mark,
love you.
And then Lyle has a heart attack.
Surprise! Lyle has a heart attack and immediately died.
But yeah, so everyone get a long rest. Libby, you go down to -3. On your penalties.
Can I wake up at least, like, once during the night and having a nightmare? Like, I'm just reliving, like, dying.
Yeah, you probably, like, start and, like, felt the pain in your chest from where you were stabbed. And as you look, there's a scar, like a large scar, like, right in your sternum from
mm-hmm.
where the blade had plunged in.
Yeah, raised your, it doesn't fix that.
Your body still, like, aches. From where, like, your ribs had been crushed by the mace.
Yeah, I'm gonna wake up. I'm gonna look at everyone. Who would be on watch, I guess, at this point?
It's like the end of my watch.
Okay.
Probably.
I'm gonna like look down, like claw it up for a second.
You can keep your clothes on, Jake.
No, yeah. I know. I'm taking off my clothes out of
here. Jake himself.
Where's my scar? I'm gonna like claw it, like look down, breathe really heavy. calm myself down, look at everyone, hope I didn't wake anyone up, and just kind of like curl back in and try to go back to sleep. But we'll see what happens.
So extra.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
True.
Okay.
So Elena died and just dealt with it.
I know.
Elena's died a lot of times. Also,
no, I haven't.
She's only died once.
But then also, Elena drowns it with alcohol for 48 hours.
She didn't do that when she died.
No, I didn't get when I died. No, I just died and then it was like chaos.
Pretty much Elena died, came back, and then Diana was kidnapped, right?
It was like the day after.
Yeah! That scene was like...
It was like the day after.
I've had a traumatic couple weeks, guys.
We all have. We had a traumatic 4 months.
Well, we did the math and we found out that the entire campaign, like, since we started a year ago, has been like 4 months in game.
Hashtag give their Avengers a break.
We deserve vacation time.
Vacation.
Yeah, seriously.
But yeah, so you guys wake in the morning, fully rested.
You attuned to the Rings of Renewal, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you like to read what they do now? I don't think we've done that.
She read.
No. I didn't tell anybody.
We've had
I told them
like,
that it gives you the ability to bring people back from unconscious.
I read
them.
It when I had it.
We've had them for 3 episodes.
Well, the audience doesn't know what's happening.
Yeah, we've had them for 3 episodes now.
So, audience.
I feel like Jake should do it since they're his.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's really sweet. I love you.
Oh my god, Jake, read out.
Okay, sorry. The Rings of Renewal are a set of 3 gold rings. One sits like a halo above the head of the wearer. The other circles around their wrists. They'll take up space as headgear, but not gloves or bracers. While attuned to the Rings of Renewal, your maximum hit points increase by an amount equal to your level.
That's cool.
When rolling dice to raise hit points via spell, potion, class ability, or other methods of healing requiring a die roll, you can increase the number of dice rolled by 1. For example, a first level Cure Wounds allows you to heal at 1d8. This will allow you to heal at 2d8 instead. Additionally, you are able to reroll any ones you roll on healing dice. Once per long rest, when you or a creature within 60 feet of you that you can see falls unconscious for the first time, you can cause golden energy to flow into that person, healing them to 1/4 of their maximum health and causing a blast of light to burst from them. All hostile creatures within 20 feet of that creature must succeed a DC 17 wisdom save, or take 3d10 radiant damage and be pushed back 20 feet. If they succeed, they take half the damage and are not pushed.
That's cool as shit.
Yeah, it's really good for a life domain.
I'm going to really try and keep you guys alive.
Oh, that's good.
This should help.
Yeah.
And so if he goes unconscious, does it just automatically happen for him?
It goes to him, yes.
Okay, but anyone else has to choose to do
it.
Okay.
Nice.
So we wake up and you have a halo. And we can see your hair.
My halo, hey.
Yeah, he's not wearing his helmet of brilliance anymore.
You can see my hair.
You can see his red hair.
Yeah.
He's got like a gold halo playing.
Does that mean Lionel has red hair? I always thought he had
Lionel.
No, Lionel's brunette. So I don't.
He has like brown hair.
Yeah. So I'll just wait and see if anyone asks.
So I'm assuming maybe Libby takes more after their mother than their father.
Yeah. Brendan's hair was gray, though, so you're not sure what Brendan's hair color
was.
Yeah.
You just know that
was
I have...
Old.
Also, when I took it off, everyone's like, he's a red-headed stepchild.
I just imagine that the king was like a silver fox.
Feel like from in a world
Earth.
That has like, people who are like half-devils and people who can grow wings, like, red hair's probably not that
Rock
big of a deal.
Like...
It's like worse, actually.
Everyone's like, witch.
But I imagine, like, dark
Brendan
hair is like silver, and
yeah.
You know?
Hey, Libby.
Didn't
you
we
have brown hair. You
way
have
back
red hair, but your brother has brown hair.
So I made up a thing, but I don't know if it's still a thing. Is it like, can I say the thing, or should I just say I take after my mom? Because I'm not sure. I probably have to text you about it.
I don't do it.
Okay, I'm just gonna do it.
Whatever.
I don't really know what you're talking about. So.
Yeah, no. So actually. When I was younger, my hair was, like, brown, but then Anatatus, like, picked me, and then it turned red.
Oh.
I assume that it was just because, like, he liked redheads more, maybe, or maybe because he has, like, kind of reddish hair, or because now I represent his eternal healing flame, and I'm going to be really dramatic at that and hold my hands.
He has red hair? How do you know that Anatatus has red hair?
Well, I don't, but the mural that I looked at a lot when I was working at the temple, he had red hair.
Hmm.
Most artist depictions of Anatatus
I've met Anatitas. Hang on. No, he came to me in a vision. He has red hair, and
he's
very striking.
You've met your god?
Yeah.
Is that everyone?
Have you not met your god?
No.
Let me go back to sleep.
I don't know if you know this, but gods don't really talk to people. It's not a thing gods do all the time. They don't just show up.
Oh.
I think it kind of depends on the god and the relationship that the worshipper has with them.
Libby's suddenly thinking of every time he's asked Anatitas for advice, and he's like, don't
for,
steal
like,
from old ladies, you little
advice.
Bitch. yeah, no, I actually talked to my god a little... huh?
Nothing.
It's a scam. I'm tuning into some fake person.
Oh,
yeah, no, I've talked with Anatitas kind of... I think since he chose me, we just kind of... He comes and talks to me sometimes.
Have I ever heard of that happening to anyone I know that is a part of the Bahari worship?
Make
that Bahari talks to them? 16.
So, the followers of Bahari that you know, he doesn't speak, like, in words, but he is famous for sending signs through, like, storms. Or, like the status of the sea. So... A lot of times people will, like, you know, like, through the use of, like, an augury spell if they're asking for an answer.
Yeah, so I'm used to that. I've never heard, though, of someone, of their the god just being like, hey, what's
Bahari
up?
Bahari doesn't do, like, conversations.
That's really weird. I've never heard of that before.
I'm going to reach out a hand and just, like, put it on, like, Deja's arm. Me and Anatitas are going to be lovers one day. So, I do have a special relationship with him. I'm going to say this very seriously.
You want to have a
hot,
physical...
godlike sex with my deity, yes.
I don't think that's how it works. Libby.
I'm gonna pull out,
gods do have physical relationships with other gods. I don't see why a god can't have a physical relationship with a mortal if they want it.
You're the first one who ever supported me in this, Ave. And I'm like,
Lyle,
gonna
goes
hug
to talk
her.
To Daedra, and he's like, he just talks about it. You just kind of gotta roll with it.
Can I have my holy
have
so
I ever heard
he
of a god having a
yeah,
physical...
Yeah, I put it on you before the trial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Have I ever heard of a god having sex with a mortal or a non-god or divine creature?
A long time ago.
That's
how, like, demigods came about.
Also,
but
nothing...
No,
they made them. Okay,
they made them. But, and the ascended are different than demigods. But there are, yeah. When they were on the material plane, it did happen.
But not in no stories about it since they left.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
I don't know how that would work because he's on a different plane, and if you go to him, you'll be dead.
Well, I do know that my friend actually, and I'm gonna get like really sad for a second. But I'm gonna like, well, my friend Diana, her mom was an angel. She worked with, like, her god and had...
That's different from a god. Gods can't leave their plane of existence. Angels can come and go.
Well, if the Pale Man can go to the god's realm, though, right?
I don't really think it's our place to say what the gods can and can't do.
I'm pretty sure, like, the gods left because they couldn't interfere and they are, like...
I love how this has turned into, like, a religion 101
yeah,
course between the clerics. Like,
I'm pretty sure they, like, trapped, right? That's how we're still trapped behind the divine gate.
Well, the gods essentially, they started a war with one another. And that's where the pure and the betrayer gods came from. They essentially, the pure were like, the mortals are cool, and we should work with them to make them as powerful as they can be. We want to help them reach their full potential. And the betrayers were like...
They're slaves.
not really slaves, but they definitely looked down on them. They were like, they're like, kind of. They were like, essentially, it was more like they were playing Sims, and they were like, sorry, that's a really bad metaphor. I'm kind of tired, but they were like, kind of viewed it as almost like a power trip, where they're like, if we give them too much power, then we won't be able to control them. Like, the gods used mortals, the betrayers kind of relished in the worship that they received from them, so they didn't want to deliver more power to the mortals for fear of losing that worship. So when there started to be a lot of ascended on the material plane, those who were given like godlike power, the betrayer gods were like, this, like, we cannot do this anymore. They're going to become too powerful. And for some of the betrayers, that was more for like concern for the world, where they're like, we're going to have too much power on this one planet. But for other betrayer gods, it was like, we don't want to have these people capable of like overthrowing us. It was more for fear of having too much power, for losing the worship. And so that started a war, the War of the Celestials, between the Ascended and the Betrayers, where they were fighting over it. And that kind of began to sunder the world. And that's when they left the material plane in the Exodus. And that kind of created this like ripple effect that created the Shadowfell and the Feywild, and then created their different domains, like the Hells and the Mount Celestia. But they did expend most of their power kind of in that. Like, the gods used to be able to just create things by, like, think of it, or give people, like, turn them into gods almost with just, like, a snap of their fingers. By exiting and creating the planescape, they used up most of their power, and that's why, like, when they give someone power, it's, like, clerical abilities instead of making them a god now. So they don't necessarily have, like, there are ways for them to travel here, but, like, if they do, they risk kind of burning up their power. And that's why getting into Mount Celestia is so hard. That's why you have to either have the special blood or sail into it through the astral plane.
So guys, Annotatus really does love.
I am going to say that everything you said, I'm having a conversation with Libby about what you said.
Lore drop.
Yeah. And I'm going to say that while she's having this conversation, Libby will just like interrupt with things like, whoa, so like Annotatus and me really are destined for each other then. Because like...
Oh my god.
Did that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Elena's like playing in the dirt.
Like got a stick in my
hand. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm just giving you a religious lesson.
Okay. I will say though, I do write down what you're saying though, like even though I'm joking about it, Libby will write it down, like kind of like he's taking it like more seriously. Because
more seriously than he lets on.
Yeah.
So Elle eventually goes and sits by Elena and is like, watch this, and just like eats dirt.
Oh my god. It's like, how was it?
It was really good. It's not like what I'm used to, because I ate a lot of dirt in Espanoli, but...
I'm just going to get some of my fingers and like, look at...
Even though I've listened to Daedrin lecture me out of the corner of my eye, I'm trying to watch this, because I want to know how she reacts to the dirt.
It's really grainy.
Like,
and it has this
like looking between the two groups, trying to decide what's worse.
Is there snow here?
Elects to just sit on the rock by herself.
There's not a layer of snow on the ground, but the grass is kind of like a hoarfrost coming up.
Okay.
After we lift the dirt, I'm gonna like draw a dick in the ground and be like, look, it's a dick.
Libby at this
point.
I
like adds hair to it.
Yeah.
Very different.
Libby's gonna like snort and then pretend like that he was just like it was a cough. Like, keep going, Deidre. Keep going.
Are we ready to maybe continue on? I've prepared with walk so we can move on if you guys are ready.
Thank you,
Deidre.
Destroy
the
sign
that we were
here.
I'd be like, kicks the dick. I've also wrote down everything you told me about.
No, my masterpiece!
It has to be done, Elena.
Okay.
I don't know if people are going to like find a dick
and like some dirt
like, oh,
some
weird Avengers.
Do they know they're Avengers?
They're not going to know it was us. You can probably leave it.
Oh. Yeah, I got some dirt on like the corner of my mouth.
Let basically be like Elena.
Oh, but I guess I have dirt probably everywhere. So.
Elena, you got a little.
Oh.
Okay, and before wait, Ave, before we windwalk.
Yeah.
Annotate us so you save Majid, please.
You don't have to keep doing that, Libby.
I can't hear you. I'm talking to the love of my life.
Will you save what?
Hmm? Will you
save
Majid?
Majid.
Oh.
I was like, a genie. And I was like, what? Your genie's fine.
So close!
What was it?
15.
That's 2 15s that have been rolled.
I think this is the god saying, guys, keep at it.
It's getting closer.
I want to know what would happen if one of us gets it, because I don't think Nora knows what he's
doing. I
want
to try to roll.
I think Elena had a god.
Elena becomes a god.
I just
after drawing
see.
The dick, she was like, wow.
I've
seen God.
13!
That's so close.
Okay, don't roll another one, because maybe the next one
closer.
Will be like the one that gives it.
Yeah. Nora's like, shit, what the fuck am I gonna do?
he knows.
He's like, the
oh
uncle
my
was smited, Machine. No,
okay.
Okay.
I'm ready. Lyle's like suddenly in Iskangali and he's like.
Iskangali just sinks.
Holy shit.
Oh my god!
No! No! That is my home! No!
Sorry, you're there.
Iskangali sinks and Daedrin's,
yeah,
Daedrin's city raises
up
above.
Like Atlantis.
Like.
Machine's like standing on top of one of the towers, like.
What just happened?
I don't have an arm.
No, okay. So, anyway, so what's the plan?
Yeah.
I'm going to cast Windwalk on everybody. We're going to travel 545.45 miles in 8 hours.
What time is it
and
now?
And then stop again.
Okay.
Well, it was 2 when we stopped, and you guys rested for 8 hours, so it's
okay.
Now like 10 a.m. on the 27th.
So we can go all the way before night,
yep.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so we'll be done
it.
About like 6.
Yeah, and then you just hang out. Loud, need more dirt, whatever.
Can you say that before we turn into clothes?
I do, that's all the whatever you guys want to do.
Okay, so as you cast a spell and begin to travel again, the day goes by, and as you move on through the landscape of Vagerheim, one of the things that you notice. Probably about like 200 miles further, you see in front of you the walls of Jafnarstad. Jafnarstad begin to rise in front of you, and the trees around you.
Well, we're only the Jafnarstad.
Well, you're like about to pass it. You had been going for like 15, 20 minutes by the time that you.
And where are we heading to?
Pass
it? Not that long.
But the trees
like
around you kind of begin to disappear. It looks like they've been like cut down in the area around you. So where there were like tall pines are now just like trunks kind of left over from being chopped down. And then you pass over top of the city and you see it.
Is it made similar to the Alfiaro City?
Yeah, similar. Smaller.
Over there.
Still fairly large, but it's definitely smaller. But it is kind of like got this large wooden fence around it. This large, more of a wall. With like the pointed log trunks around it. And as you go, you probably end just on like the outskirts of the Skogr Forest.
Does Avi know where the Kwinda trial is here?
Yeah, on this continent it is a golden dragon on the highest peak in the Ridgeback Mountains.
Okay.
So as you go by, you actually see as the trees begin to become less and less frequent here until it's kind of just like fields of these trunks, and you actually fly over the top of a
deforestation's a bitch.
Fly over the top of a logging camp. You see like a tent set up where and like piles of lumber kind of collected. One of the main exports of Vagerheim is lumber. That's where they build most of their ships.
What are they exported to? For my curiosity.
Most of it they use to build ships because they have a like really powerful navy.
Okay.
But if they do export, Iobrius is the closest.
Yeah, we don't care about this.
But some of it also might make it over to Mintaka.
Yeah. Mintaka has fewer trees, I imagine.
Yeah, but
like
it's much further to travel there, and it's dangerous to travel too far on the seas.
What's the for the Calum Empire, what's the general feel for when people name this continent? Are we like, oh, we get lumber from them, cool, we're allies? Or is it kinda weird, we're like, oh, they're blah blah blah,
how does the Calum Empire feel about Vigor?
Yeah.
They're not they're not allies. They wouldn't come to defend one another in any kind of conflict, but they trade back and forth. There's a lot of
business relationships.
Yeah, there's a lot of livestock and crops that are grown in Iobrius that can't survive in Vagerheim because of the cold climate. So Iobrius will send a lot of crops and livestock across the seas, stuff that won't perish on a long journey. And a lot of the ships in the Calum Empire's navy are Vagerheim made. That's another thing. One of with Vagerheim's lumber, they also provide warships to those who pay them high enough. They're quite expensive, so you guys, as you watch this, the lumber company, you reach the head camp of the lumber company. You see as you fly above it, you see a large tent. And there's two horses outside of this tent with pulling a couple wagons behind them. They look to have caged walls on these wagons behind them.
Oh my God.
Behind the horses.
Are they slaves that are in there?
Can we see them?
Can we see them? I don't know what.
If you descend, you would notice that there are people inside of these.
Okay, well, I'm getting down.
Oh my God.
We're gonna go down.
Well, okay, hang on. No, I said I wouldn't be so opposed. So Libby's going to try and cloud swirl in a circle and see what the rest of the clouds are gonna do first.
I'll go down, not in view of the people, and start my 1 minute reverting form so that we can at least talk.
So if she does that, then I'm gonna follow that.
Okay.
I'll follow.
So
I guess I'll go.
I'll follow.
So
it's just one wagon?
Two
caged wagons. And are one guy driving them each?
Yeah, so what you see as you go down, a large tent, a long tent, pulled across. You see outside of it a burly dwarf with a dark brown with dark brown hair and a bushy, unkempt beard. He stands outside the door of the tent with a clipboard and a quill in hand. He's speaking to a tall, Goliath man who's almost entirely covered in dark tattoos and gold piercings. And as you approach, you can kind of hear them discussing, the payment for the slaves. So there are two wagons, each of them with a couple of horses in front and a driver.
Have they seen us yet?
So there's two drivers and the dwarf and the Goliath, and those are the only people here who are not slaves.
No, there are a bunch of loggers around, too. This is the headquarters of the logging camp, so there are numerous loggers around. Dragonborn, dwarf, Goliath. Right outside the tent.
Does it look like if we were to appear, we'd get in trouble, or we'd get attacked?
I mean, they're just loggers, if you
don't know.
I mean, if you like, there's not like guards of any of the clans around, like lawmen.
Yeah.
They haven't seen us. Like, Libby's gonna be like, guys, wait.
Yeah,
wait,
no,
wait, wait, wait,
I
wait.
Flew down where they couldn't see us.
Yeah.
To the start of my reversion.
Yeah, you started my reversion as well.
Okay. So a minute goes by and you coalesce. You're probably about maybe 300 feet from the. From
I'm
the.
I'm starting
camp.
Over there.
Daedrin, wait, wait, wait! I'm gonna like try and get you some.
What? I'm just gonna talk to him.
I don't think that talking is going to be something.
What do you want to talk to them about? I'm gonna see how much they cost.
I don't think we'd have enough money to.
I
buy
don't
them
think
all.
We would have enough. I'm gonna go. You guys formulate your plan. And I'll be a distraction, and I head over there.
Oh my gosh, she's an adult.
Well,
okay, I'm a kid, I don't know.
Okay, so we're gonna watch Daedrin go in. I want to see what they say, what happens.
I mean, I'm kind of the opinion that we should just leave them alone, but...
So, my concern, guys, not... Okay, so I'm not saying that I'm embracing, like... you know, anything about heritage or anything like that, but I don't want to know, I don't know how much trouble we should cause with the politics, but at the same time, slavery's wrong, so I'm looking at Avia, like, pleading with my eyes, like, so I'm not really sure what we should do.
I definitely don't think that we should just leave these people, but at the same time, we don't want to cause trouble because they might know who we are, and if word gets back to the Jarl that we interfered with this... then it could be worse. But if we were to free them without ever being seen, if we...
Sneaking is good. Hercules.
This is obviously horrible, what's happening, but what's important right now is that we're able to go get this person and then get back, because we have other business to attend to on this continent. And if this is something that we want to take care of later, then we can come back.
I have to agree with Lyle.
I don't think that we really can come back. By the time we come back, these people are already going to be slaves. Every man, woman, and child in each of those wagons, their lives are going to be ruined indefinitely.
Well, here's the thing: is we can't do anything about slavery until we take care of the bigger problems at hand, really.
But what we do today will affect those people in the wagons. And it's true that we might not be causing a ripple effect. We're not going to end slavery on the continent, and we're definitely not going to change the Jarl's mind about slavery. But for those, like, 20 or so people, we can change their lives. We can help them.
Yeah,
I'm not saying we have to end slavery. I'm saying we can end slavery for those people.
We already
are
lost
helping.
Someone.
One, we're already helping them by defeating the Pale Man.
Libby's
so,
gonna look at you a little sketched out, like, I mean, you're right, but...
These people, we can do something about this. We can help them. We're powerful enough to help them. I don't understand why we shouldn't at least try.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and now...
What if, like, we get in trouble when we...
Let's make sure we don't get in trouble if we're not seen.
But what if, like... Okay, but Elena, like, what if we were in a place where it was okay to just kidnap kids... And they were, we were in a city, and someone kidnapped a kid, and the mom was screaming, and the kid was, like, screaming. We just walk by and let that happen, even though we know that it's a bigger problem. Like, once we're involved and we see it wrong, do we just, like, leave it?
I mean,
I'm going to hold out my pamphlet, Moral Questions.
Oh, my God.
Potatoes.
I understand what you're saying. There are, like, bigger problems.
Elena just ripped the pamphlet.
For us, and there's bigger problems for the world right now, but for those specific people, this is the biggest problem that they've ever had to deal with, and I think that we can do something about it. We have to at least try, I think.
Let's wait. We're kind of tired right now. Let's wait for Daedrin to get back.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, while
we'll
you guys were
Daedrin
having
does.
This discussion, Daedrin was approaching...
And I'm not hiding. I'm letting them see me come.
Yeah, you're just following the road. They don't pay any mind to you.
I'm going to be like, hello. I'm like gonna walk past, then I'm gonna look back, and then I'm gonna walk back to them. Like, oh, I didn't see it.
They kind of look up. Hello.
Do you own these people? Is that how this thing works?
Because they're
gonna get
it.
Oh my god.
The dwarf says, I will once we finish this paperwork.
You see, I'm I think you can maybe guess that I'm not from here. But I am traveling around and I'm trying to learn about all the society, like the above people societies. So that's a thing that you guys do here, is you own other people.
Yes, we're in the middle of a business exchange.
I'm just going to watch. And I pull up and let me see if I can hear how much they cost. I just start describing
just
like the
cards
and the people in them.
Make just like a general charisma check.
Okay. I'm not bad at charisma. 13.
Above average.
That's fine. He's not doing anything.
Except annoying him.
Yeah, just being annoying most.
I don't believe this exchange involves your presence.
Oh, I just am curious about everything because we don't have any of these things where I'm from at Myrdon. And like we don't even have horses, so you're stopped. I haven't been able to buy a horse yet. So if you don't mind, I'm just gonna.
How far away are we? Can we
like 300 feet?
Yeah, so I don't think
300.
Yeah, we're just watching her talk.
I want to get closer. I want to be able to hear.
No, just way back.
I'm very
here.
Sneaky.
No, just
well, you guys are in the middle of the conversation you were having all together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Make a persuasion check.
Oh, I'm okay at persuasion. 13. Hey, 13's not bad. It's the exact same thing you got in your charisma check.
Persuasion is.
I'm not a charismatic person. I'm not much of a liar either.
You're not lying.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
I'm not sure how business is conducted where you're from, but usually business is done between the parties involved, not outside forces.
Oh, am I bothering you?
Oh my
Very
god.
Much so.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize. I'm gonna just go talk to these guys then. Then I can start walking over to the lumber people. But during this whole time, did I get an accurate count of like what races, like how old the people are in there?
How many people?
Yeah.
You like are looking at his clipboard.
So, essentially, like kind of looking in through the wagons, you see there's probably about 10 people here total.
Mm-hmm.
They all have to be adults.
Adults, there's no kids.
No kids in here.
No elderly either?
No elderly. Probably between 30 and like.
And that's actually what I've been writing down is what I've been seeing in the cart.
Yeah, probably like maybe like late 20s, mid 30s is the age range here.
Okay.
Both men and women. There are, you see humans, halflings, and you see a couple orcs.
I write down like, there's 3 humans, there's blah, 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 and this, there's some. And then I'm like, sorry for bothering you, and I walk over to a lumber person, and I start asking them about how you cut down trees.
So the trees here are actually... there are 2 people per tree, and they have large, like, 2 people saws that they're...
Yeah, I'm going to be there asking them questions, and until they tell me to go away, I'm going to stay there, just to be like, not let the dwarf be like, oh, I got my information, I left.
They'll humor you for probably like... 2 minutes, and then they're like, we are trying to work.
Okay, and then so I'll walk down the road more, and then when I feel like no one's paying attention to me, I'm gonna go circle back
to
our
table.
Okay, so you make it back to the group. About the time that their conversation wraps up, you return.
So there's 10 people, there's this many men, this many women, there's humans, there's halflings, and there's orcs. And the dwarf seems to be buying them from the Goliath.
Did you get a count of maybe how much they cost?
I wasn't able to. They told me to leave. And they're all adults. There's no children or elderly people in there.
Libby's just gonna look really scared and confused at Mother.
I don't think that we can just leave these people. We have the means to help them, so I think that we have the obligation.
How many
to help
people?
Them.
How many people are there total? Like
10. There's 10.
No, I mean
oh.
like.
I also learned a lot about how they log here as well. So
well, that's
ooh.
That's good.
I just want to let you guys know all the information
like
I got.
Basically, traveling with.
We can come back.
Locked.
A lot.
We can't come back.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of
back,
the central location for the camp, and it's probably nearing the end of the workday. So this is where
what if we
all of the logging company will come to.
There's a lot of people traveling in this caravan.
I'm thinking.
Like upwards of 60 people.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
No.
There's like 60 people traveling with them.
So what if we wait till nighttime, pick the lock, and then they can sneak out?
Like, this isn't going to be a full frontal, like, combat assault. If we're
you
sneaky
say, see,
and
the
careful,
thing is you're saying that now, but if
yeah.
we get caught,
it will be.
Something could
then
go wrong. And let me...
Caught.
I just need to say... I can empathize with these people. I feel bad.
But not enough to help them.
Well, I think that we can help them in other ways. And I think we lost Libby yesterday. Day before?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. And I just think...
That's right,
if
you guys were
risk,
down a diamond, by the way. So you should remove the diamond from your inventory.
Okay.
And I think that if the risk is unnecessary, then we should not take it.
I agree with Elena. Slavery isn't a thing in my culture. But here it is, and it is legal. They are doing this legally. So we would most definitely be in the wrong. We would be the ones getting in trouble. And
morally, we would be right.
Legally,
I think so too.
And we would get in trouble.
We
and
might
we
be.
Say that we won't get caught, but historically, for the
our track record is
I've
not
been, this
film, ideal.
We usually get caught.
I hear what you guys are saying, and everything that you said has made sense. But my heart just tells me that we can't leave these people to slavery, knowing that we can do something about it.
There's three of us that say we should.
But what if we buy them? Okay, what if we compromise? What if we offer to buy them?
I don't think the dwarf will sell them.
Yeah,
he's the
buying
one buying
them.
And we won't have enough gold.
No, we won't.
I think we should make a plan and at least attempt a stealth mission. And we can have backup plans in place.
The
so
thing
that
is that our
out.
Position is already precarious with the
Elfjarl.
Yeah.
I don't want to risk anyone else. Like, I don't know about you guys, but not.
We need everyone to do what we do.
Everyone to do what we do?
Like, we need all of us. We can't lose anybody.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I think we should do... We've been trying to spread ourselves too thin. We should focus on what's at hand. And right now the world is at stake. That's our overarching goal.
And it won't matter if we free these 20 slaves if...
10.
It won't matter
10 slaves if the Pale Man takes over and...
Yeah, it won't matter to the world if we save these slaves, but it will matter to the slaves. And
but
I get that...
Well, no, but the point I'm making is we should do all these... things that we need to get done. But once we do all these things, we can come back and deal with this slavery problem.
Libby's gonna look at Lyle and say, if someone could save Majid right now because they knew it was wrong, would you want them to walk away if it meant that they could help your kingdom instead?
Can you repeat that? Not for Lyle, for Eva.
So, like, if someone could save Majid and it was the right thing to do, but they said, like, but they knew that doing so would put in jeopardy, like, maybe helping the kingdom as a whole. Would Lyle want them to walk away and leave Majid there if it meant, like, they'll come back later and it's greater good, but Majid would suffer?
That's not a fair question, Libby.
Ask me the same question.
Or me.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why you guys all decided to join the Revengers. We all have different motivations, and I'll admit that I have different motivations. I have multiple reasons for joining the Revengers, but one of those reasons was to help people that I could. We are in a position where we are powerful enough to do good, and I understand what you're saying about looking at the bigger picture and doing good for the world as opposed to doing good for these few people, but I think we can do both. I think we can do good for everyone, and I think that it's in our best interest and that it's our obligation to at least try.
Then tell us what your plan is.
Well, I was hoping we would come up with one together. Some kind of a stealth mission.
None of us know how to pick locks or...
I have heat metal.
I'm just trying to get to the point. Basically, what Daedra's trying to say is we don't have a rogue that's meant for these things. But I'm trying to do it in-game.
Sure.
You're doing a really great job.
I understand.
I appreciate
what you're saying. But there are other means of picking locks than having just thieves' tools.
And I have
thieves' tools. Thieves tools.
And you're proficient in them?
Yeah.
Out of game?
And that means you get to add.
She has like a criminal background, so I think that gives her lots of stuff. I think that it's our responsibility to try because we can. These people can't help themselves.
Never mind, I don't have thieves' tools. Okay, but I am proficient in them. So
I think that we can come back to
you should probably
deal with
the problem as a whole.
You say that we can come back, but every time that we do something, another bigger thing pops up. That's just what happens. We're going to say that we're going to come back, but I think that once we defeat the Pale Man, another big bad is going to come up, and these poor people are just going to get pushed to the bottom of the list. We can do something about them right now. We've used up all our windwalk today, right?
Well, no, you stopped
no,
early.
Yeah, we stopped early, so we can take a minute to go back at will to go back into windwalking.
But because we have windwalk abilities, we've already cut down our time significantly on the time frame that we have to retrieve this guy's head and bring it back to the Alfjarl. I don't think it will take too much if we spend just like 12 hours tops making a plan and completing it.
I just think...
I don't think... It's not about time, like, though. For me. I think it's too risky.
There's a lot of people. And I don't want to lose anyone else.
I understand that you don't want to lose anyone else, but we all knew what we were signing up for when we became Revengers. We all knew that adventuring was dangerous. We all knew that we might die. We all knew that we might lose our friends. But we all signed up for it anyways. Because we wanted the ability to help people. And I think that, well,
I'm going
to
put it away again.
You got dragged into it because
I wanted to taste
bit.
Dirt on my continent, and that's why I joined.
Okay, well, maybe your guys' motivations are different than mine.
You guys have to understand, like, I was part of a criminal organization before this, so, yeah. I really only got out of it because Lionel asked me to be a warden, and I felt really bad saying no.
Did you guys deal in slavery?
We also got out of it because...
Well, yeah, like, did you guys deal in slavery? This is Daedra, and she doesn't...
I don't know. Did we? Probably not. Yeah, no.
Not like how.
No,
it would be illegal. Why don't we...
Well, we mean
so is everything else they did.
Yeah. But it's more like...
you can't
like
do that. That's illegal.
And thieving. And spying.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'd love to hear more about this.
Oh, well, yeah, I'll tell you about it.
We can do that later. Why don't we vote?
We already know how the votes are going to turn out.
So
yeah, it'll be a tie, because Jeannie agrees with me.
But Jeannie does not count. Because
we can't
even summon the Jeannie yet.
I could ask King Lyle, you're a warden. Here, let me ask him what he wants us to do.
No.
I mean, we could talk about that you're Bert and his brother.
You could ask him, but I think that he would tell us to do what's the safest for us in the moment.
You also have
we
no
can.
Jurisdiction here.
Yeah. We can talk about what we should do for hours and hours, but the bottom line is those people are going to suffer. And we can do something about it.
Hey,
I mean,
out of game, they might treat their slaves real well.
Yeah, that 16-year-old kid that they sent to die, yeah, he was treated really, really well.
I Here's the thing is, like, there's probably hundreds or thousands of slaves.
And
on
we
this
can
continent.
Count these 10.
These 10, we can.
Okay, another thing
is, it's
you
not
going
to matter big picture, but it's going to matter to them. And it's going to matter to me.
I just don't
where
care.
Will they go?
Yeah, exactly.
Where are
we going to
go? Wherever they were taken from.
How are they going to get there? They're escaped slaves. And we can't take them.
I understand that logistically and statistically, this is not a good option.
Then why are we
But
doing?
Morally, you, we can't just leave them.
We can! We can!
Morally,
we should leave them.
No, Anatina says every life is sacred
and
we should try and help. And if we walk away, then we're walking away from his teaching.
Every life is sacred?
Well, I mean, every life that's not, I mean, they're innocent. Every innocent life.
You don't know that.
Yeah,
maybe
some of them
is
like rapist.
They were rapists and child.
Maybe some of them are going to a life where they'll be raped repeatedly.
Maybe they only have the slaves are like who are criminals.
Okay, we don't have to play the maybe game.
We don't know exactly.
And I need to pull this card. I really do. But the only people who can cast Windwalk, both of them want to do this. You guys have however many hours left.
Well, then I'll
with
start.
With the spell I've already...
yeah.
I'm with you, Alyn.
We can save the slaves and catch up to you, so you might as well help us.
Alve, this... You can't... Like, save everyone.
Yeah, you can't save everyone.
I can do my goddamn best.
And also... Which we are by trying to kill the Pale Man.
We're supposed to be a team, and you can't hold that over our heads.
I know, and I, as I said, I hate to hold it over you, but...
Is this
but
not
you
a,
are.
So, yeah, is this now a dictatorship?
It's not a dictatorship.
It is.
If it were a dictatorship,
I'd
have you guys as slaves.
No.
And that's wrong.
This
that's
sounds,
not what dictatorship means.
You know, this
to
feels
me.
A lot like early version of the Nightlock Alliance. I just wanted to say
to be fair.
All I'm saying is you guys can do what you want, and I hate to go against the group, but I will if I have to. I can't just leave these people to rot and die in some sort of awful slavery.
Die.
You don't know that.
We've done things.
I wish Diana was here because she would be pulling the seats, but they've no shit.
Wait, my genie can cast invisibility.
That, there are ways that we can do this successfully.
You
can't,
you can't summon him for another 24 hours and it hasn't been 24 hours yet.
No, it's already almost been 24 hours.
If we're a group, we need to do what the majority of the group wants, and I think that.
But what about the time we saved those slaves at the fortress? I mean, that was dangerous, and we saved like.
Libby, listen. I think that we need to do what the majority of the group wants, and I think that needs to be what we do going forward as well. It's not fair for you to hold something like that over our heads.
I understand.
And I respect you, Abe, and you are a very close friend of mine, and I'll hold the friendship bracelet.
Oh!
But this is not... We're a group, and we need to decide things as a team, if that's what we're going to call ourselves. You said we were a family.
I understand that it's not fair what I'm doing to you guys, but I think it's not fair what we're doing to the slaves.
We didn't do anything to the slaves.
Exactly, and that's what's unfair.
We
can't just not do anything when we have the capability
to
do it.
We can do nothing. We can absolutely do nothing. that is an option. I just want to say.
We have to
for
do
me, it really isn't.
Well, I vote no. I think it's too risky. And the thing is that when the... Ulfiara, is that how you say it? Ulfiara hears
Brunhild. We might just
that
call Brunhild.
She won't if we're
slaves.
We have tried
okay,
to escape.
The they all of a sudden now they're slaves that are just gone. And oh, it happens to be the direction in which we were going.
And there happens to be this group of strangers that just tried to save some slaves in that direction.
She's not a slave.
But she did
woman.
Say our disrespect was intriguing.
Maybe once. Maybe once.
Are they still there purchasing these slaves?
Yep.
Well, the deal's probably been completed by at this point.
Yep.
Are they leaving? Are they staying? Are they? Because they're in a wagon, right?
Yeah.
I want to look really fast while we're arguing. Are they still there?
Make a perception check. It's starting to get dark, so it's hard for you to see. So disadvantage.
We're wasting time.
Yeah. Ooh, but I will use my cantrip guidance. You are still okay. So with guidance, I had a d4. And Tatus, what should I do? 17, 18, 19, 20. 30-20. Almost a natural 20 audience.
So you're able to kind of cut through the darkness and see the silhouettes. The wagons seem to be heading
so we're leaving
the direction that you had been coming. So they're headed west down the road.
I think we just need to go.
I'm going to cast Sending and ask Anatatus what I should do.
Oh my god. This is so stressful.
Anatatus, what do you think I should do?
Okay. Roll a percentile.
Okay. This worked once before, audience.
Baker
is
like watching
things.
Like, that son of a bitch is going to do it. He's going to talk to his god.
I don't know
two?
What this means.
Two? Is it 0, 0, and 2? 0, 0, and 2? Yeah.
Because
this is the time
isn't
of
that double zero 100%? Like,
well, he didn't roll
zero,
divine intervention.
Or are you just a
but
laughing because you're like, no,
double,
it just said it had
if
to be
if there's
two.
Double zero on one dice and then a zero on another number on the other dice, it's just the number.
So it's two.
Yeah.
Okay. But if we're going by the rules of my divine intervention, this would have
worked
because it was below my...
Yeah,
so.
It was working. You gotta wait. You gotta give more time to tell you how.
But you should have saved it for divine intervention. You could have saved Majid. You could have just freed
but,
the slave
Nora,
for divine intervention.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You have tried this numerous times. You have managed to make this method connect.
You should have asked him to save
once
the slaves.
Before in your life.
It wasn't divine intervention.
And
it
this
sent.
Time,
oh.
Yeah, this is.
Sent. Oh, is this? Oh, okay. Sorry.
Well, we're just gonna use divine intervention rules.
I love you.
So. You feel the magic of sending pierce through the plane.
He's like,
sending can go
the far across the plane.
It
you have to roll to see if it'll make it, though.
Yep. Okay. Send your message. You managed to. The hotline has blinked.
Nora's not happy because I've done this like once before, and he's like, number one, stop. Number two, I don't want to be the one who tells you what to do.
Yeah, you did it because you were. Because Diana was like, don't steal from that woman. And you're like,
yeah.
I really want to. I'll ask Anatatus. And Anatatus is like, don't.
Flashback, guys, literally, first time we played, I don't think we had the podcast yet. But I asked my god, and he said, yeah, don't steal from a girl. So, okay, so Anatatus, my love.
Oh my god.
We
wasted two words.
We
are
struggling. I need guidance.
Or advice. I'm sorry.
I'll hear Elena say that and be like, or advice. Should we help the slaves or let them be bought?
Let them be bought.
Well, he'll know what I mean. Always yours, lovely.
Oh my god.
He has to say my love to make sure he knows that he cares and is still interested.
Yeah.
And so he knows it's Libby. And not some other fuck.
He's probably been watching me flirt with Lyle. I got a little bit, you know.
Oh my god.
I'm still always yours. Poor Norrin. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. I just...
trying to think of...
how to
I
work
mean,
that,
just
how
think of the god and like what the god would say.
That's what I'm doing.
Like,
yeah.
The god's
also
alignment.
Think of the god's priorities at the moment, maybe as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But also know that whatever you say, once I get a message from my god, I'm probably following up on it.
That's also think about the fact that the pale man is the threat to the gods.
But also think about the god's teachings and what he preaches.
Yeah.
Libby, you have grown so much.
Everyone's waiting.
You will have my blessing for whichever path.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh
my god!
He rolled a 2 on his percentile dice, and you're just gonna be like, yeah, whatever you want, man.
He said, I give you my blessing, so you can leave those slaves without any guilty conscience. He said it was over.
Or you can save them without any guilty conscience because he said he'd give you his blessing.
But three people in the group were already saying, let's leave, and your god just said it's okay.
He knows.
But my god also said if I disagree with you guys, he's like, do it.
I think... we know what you think.
No,
okay?
But it's Jake's turn. Just make a decision.
It's Jake's
yeah.
turn.
I will relay this information to the group, and then because I am a child and the youngest one here, keep my mouth shut.
I still vote no.
Oh, but you saw, see, Deirdre? I talked to my gut.
I still vote no.
So you guys are saying that you want to leave these 10 people to die, potentially.
Yep. I'm okay with that.
You do what's more important.
You have to make difficult choices sometimes, and this is one of those difficult choices.
Very well. We'll leave them.
All right. On the road again.
On the road again.
Do we still have wood walk left?
A little bit.
I'm going to turn back into a cloud.
It's
yeah.
Dark.
Wait,
now.
Is it dark?
We can't see each other really well.
If it's dark, it we should just wait.
Okay,
just...
then never mind.
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just going to go find a spot really far away from the group and sleep.
I'm going to sit down and I'm going to cast commune.
Do
okay.
it.
I've been wanting to do this
do
since
it.
Before.
Do you have supplies for it?
Why wouldn't I?
I think one of them is like you need 150.
No, it's
incense
and a vial of holy oil, holy water. It doesn't say any money, monetary value.
Okay. I know one of them, it's like you need 150 GP of incense.
Nope. So I'm going to cast this, and I can ask 3 questions to my god or a divine proxy, and they can answer yes or no, unless the question needs more clarification. So I'm going to... And it takes a minute to cast, so I'll do whatever I need to do. I'm going to be like, Bahari... I'm much more polite with
him. I was polite with him.
Bahari, I assume that you've seen what's been going on in the oceans. Is it possible to save Darren?
You kind of take the time while casting the spell to light incense around you. You have a couple seashells that you pull from your pouch and sit out in front of you as well. And as the minute of the spell goes by, the insides of the shells begin to kind of fill with water. As you close your eyes, kind of holding a shell full of water in each hand, you begin to see a vision of calm seas. Like a beautiful sunset kind of reflecting on a pristine ocean. And you take this, like, feel the distinct, you know that the answer is yes.
Bahari, is it possible to save Korlos? And she was in love
at one point. The image of the calm sea before you begins to, a breeze picks up, but it begins to ripple across the water. Not breaking the calm of the water, but upsetting it. It's possible.
But difficult.
But difficult.
Am I doing the right thing by staying here, or should I return home? Basically, my question is, am I doing the right thing by staying here instead of going home? That's my question.
The water calms again. The breeze dissipates. You get the sense that the path that you're on now might be more pressing than what's happening back home.
Okay. After that, I'm going... after those, the spell ends. I'm going to go and... But if Elena's not asleep, I'm going to be like, sometime you got to tell me all those cool stories about you and this Mylock Alliance.
Yeah, I definitely will. One day.
Awesome. And then I'm going to go to bed.
Oh, we did this one cool thing, though.
Okay, and I get my book out, and I'm like, oh, Will, and I'm like...
We totally staged a coup and overthrew the leader.
And I'll write whatever you tell me.
And then I'll just tell her about the more recent stuff. Because I didn't really do anything cool before that. But I also will ask you, Daedrin, can you cast Sending for me?
Yeah, I have it prepared.
Cool. And I will ask her to cast Sending to Reese, my friend.
Okay.
And you needed to describe him and all that.
Yeah,
for me.
I'll describe.
Yeah, so it probably takes about 30, 45 minutes for you to describe kind of the physical, like what Reese looks like, and then some memories that you share. But eventually, after this time goes by, you feel like you've painted a strong enough picture, and Daedrin, you feel familiar enough that you believe the magic could connect.
I've got quite a few spell slots, so we can do that. So let me roll. 25.
It's a 5% chance that it fails, correct?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Reese. This is Elena. Got some upsetting information about my father. Tried to tell... what's her name? Lyra? Lyra? Don't think she'll listen. How many was that?
You're 20 now. Yeah, 5.
Please watch him and yourself.
A voice that you haven't heard in a long time.
Me, I hear it. She doesn't.
Yeah.
Right.
A voice I've never
That's
heard.
True. A voice that you've never heard before.
I wish I could hear.
For Elena, it's probably more like the cadence that at which Daedrin like replies to you, kind of the vocabulary that feels familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But you hear a voice say, "What news?" You said it was distressing. I don't think I understand.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Can you send it?
Yeah, I have a lot of spell slots for this. So.
Also, you're alive.
You should have
it.
Where are you? I have so many questions. And then the sending kind of runs out.
Obviously, not experienced with this at
all. Okay. Yes, I'm alive. Long story. I wish I could see you.
Yes, where you were.
I'm in Vigorheim currently. Father is working with the Unseelie.
Core?
Trust me. Level in.
Don't you, Princess of Beach?
That is strong accusations. How do you know this? Your father is one of the most trusted members of the Queen's army. I don't understand how this could be.
Ready again?
He trained us.
So he should not be an asshole.
A passionate man, for sure.
Daedrin just breaks into the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know shit about about her past. That's Bailey.
Yeah, third time. I still got 5 more slots I can use.
Was in this place called Drasnar. Wild.
Wild.
Anyway, these creatures knew everything. Learned it from them. I know it's hard, but if you trust me, is that 25?
I think so, but I can just send another one so he doesn't get to respond.
I'll just give it a second. But
if you trust
me,
yeah. I have not heard of Drasnar, but you trust these creatures there more than your father. Just
she
can to
trust
clarify.
Him. She'll trust a common thief more than her dad, I bet.
Do you have another one?
Yeah, I have. Now I have 4
okay.
slots to do.
Does he know about what happened with me? Why I left?
Well, everyone knows.
Everyone knows?
I bet he
wasn't
didn't he
beheaded in the streets?
Yeah, wasn't he publicly executed?
Yeah.
Well, if he's your best friend, wouldn't you have told him to? Like, you would have cried and been like,
I mean, she left
that
right after. Oh, yeah, she left.
She left pretty much right after.
Yeah,
she might not have talked to him.
Oh, but he would have.
Also, is Elena the type that goes to a friend and cries?
Well, I didn't think she was the type who cared.
She's the
but
type
I mean,
who goes to
sometimes she has a heart.
And cries.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me say
her
thing.
I want to know. I despise my father, but that's not why I'm telling you this. I do trust these creatures.
They knew impossible.
They couldn't have known any of this.
Make a persuasion check with advantage.
Of course, Betty Skin. That was good.
Dirty 20.
I trust you, Layton. I'll keep an eye on him.
Okay. I'll send one more. Thank you. I wish I could see you. I hope we see each other again.
I hope to see you as well. Wherever you are, please stay safe, Lane.
Well, Elena took first watch last night, so I'll take first watch tonight. Sit on a rock. After everyone, does anyone else want to do anything? Because after everyone settles in for the night, Lyle's gonna go sit by Ave. Because he wants to talk to her, she feels kind of bad. So he'll just sit in silence for a few seconds and he'll say, I'm sorry that we couldn't help the slaves the way you wanted to. Those hard decisions have to be made sometimes, and it sucks.
Yeah.
Stop it, Jake.
It's 11:11. We're making wishes. Okay.
Yeah. I understand that being a part of a group sometimes means that you have to compromise your own beliefs, but it's still difficult going against what you think is the best thing to do.
I understand that. I'd like to ask you something. And give you something.
Alright.
Okay. So Lyle pulls off he's wearing a ring. He pulls off the ring he's wearing. I'll describe it. So it's like red and gold, and then it's got like a sun and gold across like the red. Does that make sense?
slave?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not very descriptive like Norrin. So
that's what it is. That's the gist.
That's what, like, yeah. Okay, so he says, this is my father's ring and his father before him. The royal seal of the Bontul dynasty before my uncle took over. Whoever holds this seal is the heir to the throne of Iskandali. It was given to me when I was just a baby. I want you to take it, Ave. If anything should happen to me, I'm asking you to take back the throne. My people have been suffering for years and years, and seeing your passion, seeing what you want to do to help everyone, you are the only person I trust to make things right.
Lyle, are you sure that you want to do this? I mean,
yes.
I was gonna like grip her hair, like she's really stressed out.
She has like the tea face.
That's why I asked you that thing. Like, it may have seen how it's like nowhere, but that's why I asked.
The audience just seen everyone's face right now is shocked.
If you think that I'm the best person for the job, then I accept, but I want you to understand that if the circumstances occur to where I need to take back Iskandali without you, I'm not going to let a single person be a slave in that country. There's not going to be anyone. I'm there either.
Well, are there? I don't know what your uncle's
doing. I mean, there might be now. I don't fucking know. He's like a real asshole. Okay. If anything happens to me, I want to make sure that my people are in good hands, including the man I love. I trust you.
Then I accept the responsibility.
He like hands it over.
Thank you for all of your trust.
That's why we have these. And he holds up the friendship bracelet.
That's why we have these.
Okay.
You should get some rest. You human.
Alright. Yeah, elf. And he awkwardly punches her in the arm and like goes to lay down.
Okay, well, when everybody's asleep, the wagons aren't too far, right?
Oh my god!
You guys don't even fucking know what I'm gonna do.
The wagons are gone.
They're not too far though, right? They started back the way that we came, but then we like started going to bed. So I imagine, I don't know, with my 55-foot walking speed, I could catch up to him pretty quick.
It's been like an hour and a half.
What? No, it hasn't. That long?
Setting up camp takes...
All right, I'll do math. So if I dash, I go 110 every 6 seconds. How fast are horses? Can we just estimate? I don't actually want to do all the math. How long do I think it would take me to catch up with the slaves? Approximately. I'm not saying I want to free them.
Horses go
40, I think.
3 miles in an hour at a normal pace.
Okay.
And they've been about an hour and a half, so they've gone about 3 miles in an hour and a half. So about.
So like five.
Four and a half miles.
Okay. Well, let me pull out my calculator for me to do the actual math.
However,
so if I'm dashing, I can go 110 feet. Every 6 seconds. So,
it was also gonna be
how
asleep.
Many feet are in a mile? 5,280.
Well, let's just think of how many feet are in 4.5 miles.
Okay. Well,
I'm
just going to
multiply
that
by
5.
So there's 5,000. There's 5,000 feet.
23,760 feet is how far they are away from me.
It'll take you a long time.
I'm fast. I just want to know. I just want to. I'm just curious. If I can go 110 feet every 6 seconds. Then that's fast. I don't want to do math.
Go.
So, if I'm trying to go 23,760 feet divided by 110 feet, I can move every 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Is that how that works? And it would take me
216.
That's how many miles you can take per hour, I think. Like, that's how far you can go.
So how many feet can you go in 6 seconds?
110 feet every 6 seconds.
Okay, so that's 6 seconds. Okay, so that's 660 feet. Remember that. Okay.
Okay,
so 660 feet in 6 seconds. Okay, so 10. So 660 times 10. You can go 6,600 feet in an hour.
6,600.
So
I don't think that's right.
Because she
can
go
110 feet every 6 seconds.
Yeah, so
in a minute,
what I'm doing,
you just put another zero on there to make it a minute. Right.
So I can go
1,100
feet in a minute.
You said you can go how many?
And
then multiply that by 60.
She can go 660 feet in 6 seconds.
No, in 6 seconds I can go 110 feet.
Yeah, 110 feet in 6 seconds. Oh, sorry.
Are you multiplying those numbers?
Oh my god, okay, yeah.
They're not the same.
Sorry.
She can go 66,000
in an hour.
In an hour.
So I can be there in like half an hour.
But they're gonna keep moving too.
Yeah, so 45 minutes. Max.
Okay, but you'll have a point of exhaustion for dead sprinting for... make a constitution saving throw.
Are you going?
I just wanted to know the math. So, I'm assuming... I mean, Abby's pretty smart. She can be like, okay, based on how fast I know horses can travel and how long they've been traveling, I think I can catch up with them in under an hour.
Make an intelligence check.
Oh my god.
I think what she's trying to figure out is, can she get there and get back without anyone noticing she's gone?
Yep. Straight intelligence, 18.
Okay, it would probably take you probably about an hour to catch up with them.
Let's just go with that, because that is exhausting.
Yeah, it seriously is. So, and I know that when they left, it was only the two drivers and the slaves. They didn't have any guards.
They didn't take the slaves.
What? You said that the wagons took the slaves!
No, I said the wagons left. Why would they? They sold the slaves to the wagon company.
So, oh,
why would I be chasing
the
slaves
up here?
I was wondering it the whole time.
Oh, wait, so the slaves are here?
Yes, they sold the slaves to the wagon company. Why would they take them with them?
I thought the wagon company found the slaves and sold them to the place that we just came from. To, like, the Alfjarl. So they're taking the slaves to the Alfjarl.
Oh, that changes everything.
I would just like to point out that she could go 12 and a half miles in an hour.
Holy shit.
But that's, keep in mind, that is full sprinting for an hour, which is probably
right.
Not possible.
Well, that's fine. I don't even want to catch up with the wagon. Why would I give a shit about the wagon?
Nothing we just talked about for like
so now that we just
matter.
Did that, sorry.
Okay, well, how far away are we from the logging company?
They're 300 feet away from us.
They're 300 feet away from
the
us.
The slaves are 300 feet away from us at the helm.
Fuck, okay.
In
I
a logging company with well over 60 loggers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to just... go close and see where... I just want to look. I just want to see where... Because it's nighttime, so
well,
a lot of people...
Without anyone on watch.
Yeah, so a lot of people are probably sleeping. I just want to look and see what the situation is as of now. That's it.
Okay,
so
make a stealth check.
Just a long nap.
Write that number down somewhere, please. Ave, put it in your notes. How
so
far
what,
you 12
and a half miles in an hour?
You can go,
yes.
Yeah, 12 and a half miles in an hour.
Write it on
at
your
a,
character
that's
sheet.
At a full sprint.
At
for,
a full sprint.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's write that down.
Because
yeah.
We've done this before.
Well, my speed's going to change soon, but it's fine. So stealth check is 30.
Okay. So you feel pretty confident about making it over towards the camp now.
I just want to look, like, from
for
the
what?
Edge, where the slaves are, where the majority of the people are, where they're sleeping, what's what?
Make a perception check.
25. My stealth and my perception are super.
As you are kind of, you have the hood of the Cloak of Shadows up around you, kind of making it easy for you to fade into the shadows of the trees around you. You are looking out at the camp, and you see the large kind of central tent that the dwarf who was in charge of the logging company was coming out of. And around that, you see numerous other tents.
All of them are kind of these long tent styles that have the ability to house multiple people. You see kind of like a pile of like the tools and stuff kind of left under a tarp so that if it like rains or snows,
sure,
it won't rust the metals. You see kind of like the remnants of a fire that they had gathered around. And you see various loggers on watch just to guard against any threats that might arise out of the forest. So they're not like trained soldiers or trained guards, but they are armed.
But they're looking.
Yes, and they're all burly, cutting down trees all day. So, but probably about 10 guards through the camp.
I can't locate where the slaves are. Like,
they're not just like hanging out.
How many tents are there? You said there's a central tent and then a couple of long tents.
Yeah, so there's a center tent and then there's about 4 other tents.
Okay. None of the tents look like a place where you keep slaves. Like, I don't know if the tents
they
are more like run down
the same.
Or have. I'm just gonna sit and watch.
Are you supposed to be on watch?
Yep. For like an hour and a half. And I'm still listening back towards where the camp is.
Great.
But I'm just gonna sit and watch for like an hour and a half. Absolutely nothing changes.
I mean, the guards kind of mill about on their posts, but
nobody comes out of the tent to like go to the bathroom. I'm gonna sigh heavily and go back to camp and sit on my rock again.
Okay. Your watch passes by without issue.
Me? I'll just go tap Elena on the shoulder and lie down.
Okay, I start my watch again.
Make a perception check, Elena.
22.
Your watch passes without issue. There's nothing that seems to come. But what you do notice is that being the second watch, the dawn watch, usually means you get to watch the sunrise. But the sun does not rise. And the moon stay in the sky. And as the hour shifts towards morning, you begin to see figures kind of materialize around you. Translucent humanoid figures, and these are the spirits of the deceased.
Hello.
This might sound strange to us as people on Earth. However, all of you as characters, Tyrell's Respite happens every year. This is a holiday
on
where...
On every plane?
Yeah. Well, no, just on the material plane.
But I've been here for a while, so I know.
The first time you probably freaked the fuck out.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so this holiday, Tyrell's Respite, is basically a day where the goddess of death essentially takes a vacation day. There's kind of like the lore reasons behind it.
The goddess of death gets a vacation day, but the revengers don't.
So essentially, like the lore behind it, that I mean, you all would know from just being here, it's talked about throughout the cultures. But essentially, she allows for spirits to leave her domain while they still have a bit of connection to the material plane.
So, essentially, like, not every spirit who has died comes back. So only those who are in Tyrella's domain, and she's the neutral goddess of death, so she does not deal with, like murders or anything like that. Hers are like kind of like natural occurrences or people who have been murdered or something like that. So she's kind of like the goddess of death in death, the kind of impartial goddess. So anyone who is in her domain is allowed to come back. So anyone who is in like the nine hells, they are stuck there. They do not return. Or anyone who is in the spirit prism of Kar-Kiratos, who is kind of like the god of imprisonment and kind of like the evil god of death, anyone in his domain is not allowed back. But anyone who Tyrella has jurisdiction over comes back, as long as they have died, you know, as long as they have 5 years, essentially. So they can come back. Once they die, the next Tyrella's respite marks their first one. And then they have a total of 5 in a row that they can come back before their tether to the material plane has grown too weak to bring their spirits here. So essentially, if someone passes away in your family, you have like 5 years to speak with their spirit once a year for 24 hours. And then once you've done that 5 years, then it's over and they're trapped in Tyrella's domain and there's no way for them to make contact with the material plane again.
So when my parents died, I got to hang out with them 5 more times after their death.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is something that you all have kind of experienced before.
Yeah. That means you got to hang out with your dad 5 times after he died.
Well,
maybe not.
They appear in the spot where they died.
Oh.
So my mom probably lied to him and said some shit and manipulated him.
Yeah, they appeared in the spot where they died, and then they don't get to like teleport to wherever their family is. Like, so a lot of, especially like growing up in the Kalan Empire, you would know that a lot of people who were family of soldiers, who maybe their relatives deceased in a battle kind of far away, they'll often make trips out in advance, like leave weeks in advance, be able to be in the spot where their family member passed away in time, because the spirits will travel at the same speed as anyone else. Like, they just walk around at like 30 feet per round. So people often have to make special trips to be able to connect with their loved ones.
So imagining Lionel standing where he saw his father traumatically like murdered, being like, hello.
He might be in Seaworth.
He's in Seaworth. Nemo is there as well. Nemo may have teleported him back to be able to speak with his father. You're not sure of Lionel's. Yeah, you're not sure of Lionel's whereabouts at the moment.
I bet he would have tried.
Yeah. Lionel's kind of, yeah.
But he's also a good king, so he might not
have. Seaworth.
It's covered in shit.
Oh my god, it's a sea of white ghosts.
Yikes.
It's full of.
That's sad.
It's.
Is Libby sad because he can't see Diana because she's dead?
Oh my god. I don't even know where I'd find her body. Oh my god.
I'm asleep right now, so I'm not thinking about this. But
Elena, you begin to see the spirits kind of like appear. And another thing you notice is kind of a number of wagons beginning to come by. Like, people are now beginning to make journeys. Like, carriages carrying families or people just coming by on horseback. People are making journeys out to see their families. So you kind of have a number of like passerbys who like wave at you. And
do we hear them walking like on by?
It probably rouses the party fairly early. Not early enough to make you like be gypped of a rest, but
okay.
So you're all able to
a point of exhaustion because I don't think she slept.
Okay. But each of you begins to wake, and it's still dark, lit by the moon and the stars. Spirits are wandering, meeting up
are
with.
Are like jack o' lanterns a thing?
Um,
is any kind
plant?
No, I mean, they probably would do
yeah.
would do jack-o'-lanterns,
hollow
I would imagine.
Spots.
Yeah.
I'm going to druidcraft, like, a hollow pumpkin and use my tinderbox to light a little match in it.
Cool.
I'm going to give it to Libby when he wakes up. Happy Carol's rest, but...
He's just going to kind of, like, sigh really sad and be like, do you think Diana's out there looking for us?
I think that she loved us enough that she probably is looking for us, but I think also that she knows the stakes of what we're doing, and I think she probably assumes that we're doing what's best for the world, and she's probably okay that we can't see her this year.
I'm just gonna, like, hold the jack-o'-lantern. So there's people going up and down the road?
Yeah, it's not like a constant flood, because there isn't necessarily a village like a city like
okay.
like immediately nearby, but yeah, there's definitely travelers, like more than you've seen the previous couple of days.
Okay, Libby's just gonna like hand it back really fast. I'll be right back, but I'm not peeing in front of them, so I'm gonna go kind of
oh they look at him suspiciously.
I'm just gonna go pee. No lying.
Hey, you used to Dallas. Say I'm just gonna go pee and then you'd call the panel.
That's true.
Fair.
Also remember when you were in the bathroom and you pondered that huge guy?
You are not being trusted.
You never
in the bathroom.
Just pee.
Okay, well, I am going pee.
Okay.
It's been a while, but
okay, I'm gonna go pee. So I go.
Libby, as you are making
oh
your way over, you kind of hear, kind of like down the road from you, like as you're peeing.
Yeah, because I am.
You hear a little ways down the road, kind of behind you, like a deep sigh of someone who seems to be quite upset.
I'm gonna like zip up my stuff. Hang on, let me.
Step one.
Yeah, step one, zip up and clean.
Shake it off.
While I'm doing that, I'm gonna listen to see if I hear the sigh again. Because that's who I am as a person. I do? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what I wanna do. Okay. First. I'm gonna like rub my ring. I feel like I dream of Genie. And.
The Genie appears.
You're gonna save the slaves, I'm gonna go check that out. And then I'm gonna go see who's sighing.
Holy
so...
shit.
He, as you kind of like walk away, he like stops and like comes back up to you. He's like,
what's like?
Well, excuse me, a little more clarification.
Okay.
Do you.
There are slaves. Like 350
right.
feet that way.
Yes.
And what I want you to do, so you can become invisible.
Okay.
I want you to become invisible. Head over there. Find them. You can windwalk up to 10 slaves. There are only 10 slaves. You are going to whisper to them, hey, I'm going to get you out. Get them all on your, like, page. We're going to get them out. There are people coming up and down. No one's going to know what happened, and they're not going to blame us because they're not going to know what the fuck happened.
Like, well, if they see the genie, they know that we owe
the genie
to
turn invisible.
The genie's gonna be invisible.
Okay, okay, okay. But also, okay, you wouldn't know that.
We're just gonna have to hide Daedra.
We're fucked now.
Okay.
Hey, this is what you wanted, Ave.
It is
the
what I wanted. But
genie.
Also, be really sneaky and don't get caught.
His face steals and he says, aye, aye. And kind of salutes you.
What the fuck?
As he salutes the
aye,
feather
aye.
On his turban, kind of like waves with the wind. And you see him disappear and turn invisible. Make a stealth check at advantage for Genie.
Okay.
Nice. Does it give you his stats?
It does. Okay, so advantage.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, hang on. So it's a. So is it just like a dex? Like I add his dex thing to it?
Yeah,
if
it doesn't
give you a specific stealth.
If it doesn't say stealth in his skills, then.
Okay.
It's just his dex.
Let's see. I don't think it does.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like someone.
So yeah, so he's going to do. I will because I am nervous and I don't want anyone to hate me and they never have to
no,
know.
No, that's good.
I'll use luck.
Don't use luck, man. That's good.
I really don't want people to find out, so.
You're not going to roll higher than that.
I could get another 20. Now, okay, so a dirty 20.
Okay. You're not following him. You don't know what happens.
Yeah.
But Genie goes off.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess when the Genie comes back, I'll figure it out.
As you make your way over,
like, everything's on
fire.
He kills his
way over.
Oh my god!
You see a halfling spirit sitting in the middle of the road, looking dejectedly around at the family reunions happening around them. You actually watch as a group of three halflings on horseback on the road, traveling kind of in the direction of the Revengers, because you're back a little ways from them,
mm-hmm.
kind of traveling in the direction of the Revengers. These three halflings on horseback pass through him and then kind of like laugh at him as they walk through him.
Oh,
and this little halfling just like sighs and kind of looks at the ground.
Yeah, I'm going to walk up to him. So does he look like old? Like young? Medium-aged?
Yeah, probably about, like, I mean, halfling's age.
Slow.
Yeah, but probably about, like, middle age. Like, he would have been a father of
okay.
an adult, but probably not a grandfather.
Sir? Hello?
Yes.
Libby's heart grows three sizes that day.
Oh,
are you waiting for someone?
I guess you could say that. I don't think they'll come, though.
Why do you think that?
They haven't. Well, you see, this is my fifth Tyrella's respite. And they haven't seen me the previous 2 years. My first two, we met up and all was well, and it was nice, but my third one, they did not come, and last year they did not come, and now it's my last chance to see my family again, and they have not come to see me.
You know what?
What if they're slaves?
My group, I'm sure, would love to spend Tyrella's respite with you, if it's your last one.
You would.
Yeah. Honestly, personally, I was really young when I lost my mother, so I was told, I'm not really sure if I ever really got to, so I have a soft spot for people, and you seem like a really kind man, and I would love to spend my Tyrella's respite.
That would make me exceptionally happy. He kind of stands up and holds out his hand to you. My name is Lexington Steeltoes. The spirits on Tyrella's respite are actually able to manifest themselves physically for small periods of time in order to embrace their loved ones.
How do you pronounce Lionel's last name again?
Ren.
Ren, okay. I'm gonna try this out so Libby can kind of get the... So, my name's Libby Ren. Shake back your hand.
It's very nice to meet you.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Let me go grab my friends, and I will be right back.
All right, I'll wait here for you.
Okay, I just want to ask really fast, what's the standard? We can waste time with the spirit man, but we can't go save 10 slaves? That's it. Obviously, Ave didn't say that. That was just me. I just wanted to point out.
I don't even
out.
Know about it
yeah,
yet.
But
so.
None of us
Libby.
Know about this. I have not agreed to talk
yeah,
to this
dude.
Yeah, just wanted to pose that question.
You see Libby come bounding up the road.
Twigs in my hair,
piss.
Wind swept. guys!
What?
Be quiet.
What?
What's wrong?
Be disrespectful.
There, because yeah, people are meeting. Guys, there's a halfling up there. And sorry, I ran. And his family hasn't visited him in the past two Tyrell's respites, guys. And this is his last one. And
well,
he's really
dead.
Sad. Well, but I'm not going to tell him. Do you really think so? But wouldn't they come see him? Anyways, that's not the point. The point is he's really sad, and I told him we'd spend it with him, guys.
We're busy. We have things to do.
But he's only going to come back to this plane one more time before he can ever
come
back.
Can he not come with us?
This is his last time. He can't come back.
Yeah, he can't come back again.
No, I mean, he can just travel with us until he disappears, right? They can move.
Maybe. I've never tried to windwalk a spirit.
We can't windwalk. You used the genie already and I didn't sleep.
Yeah, so we're not going to walk.
It. We can't windwalk. That's why I gasped when you said that you were going to use the genie, because I thought we would have him.
Well, I don't know that, so
yep.
Ave, you can windwalk us.
I can't.
Well, actually, hang on. Do I know if you can windwalk a spirit?
Oh my god.
I doubt that you can, but I will read the word.
It says a willing creature.
So, why don't we ask
so
him?
So, the spirit constitutes a creature.
Do they?
I'm just reading what the spell says.
It doesn't matter anyway, because no one can cast it.
But no one knows that, so if we can't do it, then no one has to know that we can't cast it, no one has to know I use my genie, and no one has to be mad.
The genie's gonna come back and be like, I did it, sir.
Either of you have tried to win the spirit before, and you're not sure if you can or not.
How far can they leave their location of death?
They can walk as far as they...
Ask him if he wants to come with us, guys, I think he's just really lonely and I just want to spend time with him.
We have things to do, Libby.
But I already promised him that we would.
That's why you don't promise people things.
Do you remember the talk we had about making decisions that benefit the group?
Well, I mean, you're kind of heartless when it comes to empathy. Maybe this would benefit the group. And Libby's going to like put on his armor after he says that and be like, I'm going to hang out with him. Because I think that's the right thing to do. And I've already listened to you guys against my moral compass once, and I'm not doing it again. And he's going to march towards the halfling.
Well, I was going to, like, try and grab him and be like, we have to go. We made a really hard decision yesterday. Because we have things to do.
You made a hard decision yesterday, and I'm making one today.
Libby,
I'm hanging out with the halfling.
Libby, I understand your moral dilemma. I'm having the same one. But what does it say if we choose to spend time with a sad halfling man if we don't save the slaves?
God, this is such like a moral session.
Like, what do you think that says about us? We're choosing, if we were unable to save the slaves because of the group's decision, then I think we should use our time to do what benefits the most people. And I think that we can talk to the halfling man for a while, but we can't spend the whole day here.
We can have breakfast with him.
You can give him your pumpkin.
Okay. Okay.
I bet you could buy that.
I'm going to grab my pumpkin, and I'm going to be like, okay, I agree to Daedrin's terms. Breakfast.
Okay. Fair enough.
So you make your way back over towards Lexington Steel Toes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
He is kind of waiting eagerly. And as you approach, he says, oh, well, hello.
Hi, my name is Ave.
Lexington Steel Toes.
My name is Daedrin.
Lyle.
Elena. Courtney stepped out for a minute, but she introduces herself.
Sorry, I'm going to get a Tyrell's respite. I'm going to hand him my pumpkin.
Well, thank you very much. He takes it and places it on the ground next to him. It was very nice to meet all of you. Where are you from?
I'm from an underwater city named Myrdan.
Well, that's just fascinating.
Where are you from, sir?
There's a village about 45 minutes north of here. Small, but that's where I'm from.
That's nice. We're having breakfast with the halfling man.
I am from Iobrius.
I'm from the Druidic tribes of Iobrius.
I'm from Iskandali.
I'm from the Feywild.
Wow, quite a well-traveled group.
Yeah, you can say that.
Well, I appreciate you coming to spend the day with me, seeing as my own family has not.
I'm sure that they had good reasons.
Good reasons for
3 years in a row.
Elena thinks they might have been murdered.
Stop! What the fuck? I didn't say murdered. I just said maybe dead.
He kind of like pauses in shock.
But
I could be wrong.
I was going to slap with his shoulder.
He was
going to
be like, I deserve that.
I think I would know, assuming we went to the same place.
What if,
well, I could totally be wrong. I don't know.
Maybe they had to move to a different village and the trip is too long for them.
Slavery's pretty rampant here. They could have gotten.
Stop!
No.
There was a halfling in that cover.
It's true. We have no way to know what's been keeping them. Maybe it's best not to think about it.
I could cast Sending and ask one of them if you can describe one of them really well.
I don't think I want to find out.
That's fair.
Well, you've made 5 new friends.
They're probably fine.
Literally fucking stop talking.
I do appreciate, again, you see my family, the 2 years that they did come, we had a series of traditions that we always did on Tyrell's respite that we liked to take part in, and, well, I don't know, maybe I could share those traditions with you.
I would be very fascinated to hear them.
Sure, we've got some time.
Well, we always took part in a series of games, just small fun, family fun. We have a number of activities, and you know, he kind of holds up his hand, and like a small stone appears in the palm of his hand with like a green swirl in it. And the swirl is kind of glowing. He says, I brought this to pass on to my family. If they came, this is known as a pass stone. It's quite an interesting little rock. It allows someone to speak to a spirit who's passed on. I was going to give it to my family, but I suppose if you're to spend the day with me, once our games or over, I would pass the pass stone onto you.
Is it to any spirit or to just you?
Any spirit who's passed and resides in Tyrella's domain.
Ruby's gonna like look at Lyle really good.
Lyle's like staring at the ground. Your mom.
So if you'd like to play my games with me, I would love to.
I must admit, we don't have a lot of time, but we would love to play a couple of games with you.
I won't ask for more than an hour or two of your time.
That's perfectly fine. We would love to play with you for an hour or two.
The genie should be done by then.
Yep.
Which we still don't know about.
Nope.
Right?
Nope.
Just
but
Jake.
He's got an hour, because that's all he's got on this plane.
Just let me... Yes, an hour! Holy...
Time crunch, buddy.
So he's on a time crunch, and
so
I guess.
And with that, we'll end this episode.
Oh,
wow. Dungeon Stories.
Audience,
you play some ghosts, some games with the ghost.
Games with the ghost.
I know. That should be the name of the next
episode.
Games with the ghost.
Games
yes.
with the ghost.
Yeah.
Got that alliteration.
Steel toes.
All right, guys. Well, that was a pretty heavy episode. Thank you, Mr.
Yeah.
Steel Toes.
We talked about religion. We debated like the morality of free.
It's true. That was so heavy.
Like, this was very philosophical.
This
is
a very morally ambiguous episode.
Professors will show this in a philosophy
Why
class.
Why don't you guys, as listeners, go ahead and comment on our Facebook page what you would have done.
Oh my
and
God.
Who you agree with.
Yes.
I want to know.
Actually, do it.
Yeah. I'm very curious.
I would love that. this. Can we do a poll?
To know what your guys'
tweet, tweet at us.
Let's make a poll on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know. We're curious.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do it.
Excellent.
We'll do it. Yeah. Well, thank you for listening, everybody.
Thank you for listening.
And we will see you next week.
Bye.